Hook you up. And I think Tommy Moore, our guest, has called in. He's here on the other line. Tommy, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing? Hello, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Nice to have you here, Tommy. And you're down there in North Carolina right now, right?
North Carolina. I've been listening to your show. I got to say one thing. You gave a lot of great advice about closing costs, but there is one hidden closing cost you didn't talk about. You're going to need about $100 for therapy for carpal tunnel syndrome, because you're going to sign so many papers, your wrist is going to lock up.
Go ahead.
I have bought two houses in my life, and I've been in show business for 40 years. I signed more autographs in 1 hour closing on a house than I did in 40 years in show business. So
we have
be aware of that.
We have Tommy Moore here with us live from North Carolina. Now, Tommy, you just bought a house in North Carolina about 5 years ago. How's the real estate market down there?
Well, it's different down here because most... Okay, this is Pinehurst, North Carolina. We live in between 22 golf courses. It's a big retirement center, and it's also a big area where people have a winter home, and they come down during the winter when it's still 70 degrees here, and they play golf. So the houses around here are anywhere from $500,000 to through the roof. So the houses that are selling, they're not dying to sell them. They're not going to lower the price. So a lot of the houses here have been up for 2 or 3 years, but nobody's really interested enough in selling them to lower the price. So, you know, the housing market is pretty good down here because the houses are gorgeous.
Now, Tommy, you used to teach comedy over at Temple, I see.
I taught comedy at Temple University. That's why they call me the Professor of Fun. I taught the history of American comedy and comedy from A to Z and how to lower stress through humor, which I then took into Fortune 500 companies all over the East Coast. I'm talking AT&T and IBM. And I taught these stressed-out executives how to just have fun and relax, because you know what? You're talking about where you live, where you really live, because I've lived everywhere in the area. I mean, I used to live in West Philadelphia. That's where I grew up. And then I lived in Havertown. And then I lived in the Northeast. Then I lived in Rosemont on the Main Line. But the place you really live is in between your ears.
So we're talking with Tommy Moore this morning, the Professor of Fun. That's what your book is called, A PhD in Happiness from the Great Comedians. Now, Tommy, I didn't realize you were a professor of fun. How do you get that degree to be a professor of fun?
Well, you just go into Temple, you start teaching, and people say this course is fun, and the next thing you know, they call me the Professor of Fun.
Okay, good. Now, what is the book about, and where can you get the book, and can you tell me more? Because I could use some help with being happier. I really mean that. You know, being a realtor right now is kind of rough. And how about all those homeowners out there? They're not making their mortgage payments. They're behind in their mortgage. How can we help people to be happier?
Okay. That's the reason I wrote the book. In 40 years in show business, I worked with just about every comedian there was. I'm talking about the superstar, Jay Leno, Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis, Milton Berle, George Burns, Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Joan Rivers, Bill Cosby, everybody. And the advice they gave me about show business, I found out, is very similar to advice in being happy in real life. There are things in this book about faith and finding yourself and worry and fear and hate and forgiveness and hope and gratitude and love and joy and stress and money and following your dream. There's a thing about negativity. So many people today are negative, and that's why people are depressed. You turn on the news and you see all the negative things that are happening, and then you wonder why they're selling antidepressants on the commercials during the news. One of the ways not being depressed is to realize this. Like I said a minute ago, where you live is in between your ears. What you are thinking about becomes who you are. Okay? I mean, it's said in the Bible, as a man thinketh, so he is. Now realize this. If you are thinking happy thoughts, you're happy. If you're thinking sad thoughts, you're sad. If you're thinking worrisome thoughts, you're worried. What you are thinking is the most important thing you can do in life, because that's where you live, in between your ears and your brain. Now the reason I wrote the book is, well, there are three reasons. Number one, I want to make people happier. Number two, I want to pass along the advice that I got from these 50 superstar comedians that literally saved my life emotionally and physically. And number three, I want to make people aware of the legends of comedy that were around before this generation. Because the strange thing about this generation, because we are so negative sometimes, if you take a look at a lot of what comedians are doing today, it's angry and bitter and frustrated. Whereas the old line comedians, the Bob Hopes, the Henny Youngmans, the Johnny Carsons, were fun. They were happy. The root word of funny is fun. And I think that rather than be cynical and sarcastic and angry and bitter, if you can find a way to be fun and to laugh at things and to laugh off things, you're going to be a lot happier.
Yeah, I noticed that with a lot of the new, well, not even new comedians anymore. They've been around a long time, like Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock. Every other word out of their mouth is F this, F that. I can't even watch that, actually, and I'm a pretty, I'm pretty loose. I'm not real straight.
And you know what? That F word isn't even a dirty word anymore. It's an anger word.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how much anger there is. And if you can just forget about that anger and try to enjoy yourself. You know, it's funny. People in the worst situations, people who were prisoners of war, could sit and think about the good things that they remembered in life and not think about the situation they were in, not think about the fact that they were in a POW camp. Everything goes on in between your ears, and that's what I talk about in the book.
Now, I noticed that 25 years ago, something must have happened in your life there. You were told that you would never be able to stand on stage again. Did something happen to you?
Long story short, I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I was in the middle of a robbery when I shouldn't have been there. And the robber, luckily, didn't have a gun, but he did have a pipe. So he hit me on the head 8 or 9 times with a pipe.
Was it a crack pipe?
No, it was an iron pipe. And I say 8 or 9 times because after 7, you stop counting. But he tied me up, locked me in a room, and left me there for dead. Now, the funny thing is, before he left the room, he said something to me. He looked down and he said, "Don't try anything funny." Now, I had been a comedian and a comedy magician my whole life. Never tell a comedian not to be funny. And don't lock a magician in a room because it only serves as a challenge. Ask Houdini. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So now, I got out of the bonds because I knew how to do that and kicked down the door and spent the next 3 days in the hospital in head-to-toe cast. And a doctor came in and a club owner came in and said, "We just want to tell you, you may never stand on a stage again." And I said, "Oh, yeah? Want to bet? I got a show Saturday, and I'm going to do it." And they said, "You're crazy." I said, "No, I'm going to do it." Now, I knew I couldn't do 40 minutes on stage, so I booked 3 other comedians around me. And they literally took me from house to car to stage, and they stood me up on a stage, and I did 15 minutes in head-to-toe cast and bandages. They introduced me direct from the emergency ward, Tommy Moore. I did 15 minutes, and after the show, people were coming back thinking that the cast and the bandages were just show business. They thought it was a costume. They thought it was a reason to do doctor jokes and hospital jokes and all the jokes I did in those 15 minutes. And I said, "No, this is real."
That's an incredible story. Really great story. I had no idea that had happened to you.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I went back on stage immediately because I was not going to let the negativity defeat me. And that's when I learned how important laughter was, because when I was in the hospital, I was lucky enough to have every friend in the area who was a comedian come and tell jokes and make me laugh. And when I was laying in the bed, I wasn't thinking about the pain I was in. I wasn't thinking about what happened to me. I wasn't thinking about what's going to happen next. I was just sitting and laughing and enjoying. And it's funny how important laughter is, because some of the quotes I put in the book, and there are hundreds of them, but Bill Cosby said, "You can turn a painful situation around through laughter." Minnie Pearl, great comedian, said, "Laughter is God's hand on the shoulder of a weary world." Laughter is so important. And if you can just laugh things off, you can be so much happier.
So we're talking this morning with Tommy Moore, the author of a PhD in happiness from the great comedians. Now, Tommy, I also noticed that you have done some work with AT&T, DuPont, American Express, and Sony. So you're available to come in and do motivational talks about, I think your show's called Laugh Away the Stress?
Yep, that's exactly what I do. I come in there for anywhere from 40 minutes to a half day, and I teach these people that they have to sit back and learn to enjoy. They have to sit back. One of the exercises I give them is I make them stand up, close their eyes, put the biggest smile on their face they can think of, and then open their eyes and look at each other. And the amazing thing is, some of these people have never seen their coworkers smile.
Yeah, I can believe that. Now, how do we get in touch with you if we were interested in getting this book, or if we were interested in even having you to come in and do a show for us? How do we get in touch with you?
Okay, for the book, go to Amazon.com, and you can get it either in paperback or Kindle. And the best way to find it on the search engine, just put in Happiness Tommy Moore, and it'll go to the book, which is called A PhD in Happiness from the Great Comedians. To find me, you can go to my website, which is profcomedy, all one word, profcomedy.com. And if you forget that, just Google comedian Tommy Moore, and it'll get you to my website eventually. And you can see on the website everything I've done, from, you know, casinos to resort hotels to corporate shows to churches. I'm doing a lot of church work because this is an inspirational, motivational book. And just to show you, you know, you ask how important humor can be. This is a true story, and you remember this club. I had my own club for a little while in Philadelphia. And when you have your own club, you're aware of everything. You look at everything that's going on. Well, the first act went on, and I noticed four people came in, sat in the back row, and one fella got up and left. And I wondered what the problem was. But I didn't say anything right away. Then I went over, and I said to his friend, the other fella, is everything okay? And his friend said, yeah, my friend is having some emotional difficulties, and he didn't want to stay. Okay. So now the next comedian went on, and he's doing about 20 minutes, and I see the second guy get up and leave. And I'm like, what's going on? The two wives are now all by themselves. Now, they introduce me, and I'm on stage. About a minute into being on stage, I see the two guys come back and sit down. I'm thinking, oh, is there going to be trouble? What's wrong? And I'm watching them as I'm doing my show. And the second fellow who left is laughing right away, so I know he's okay. But the first fellow still got a scowl on his face. And I'm like, oh, boy, let's watch this. In about 5 minutes, I see that first fellow laughing, too. And I know we're okay. Show's over. I'm standing in the back. People are coming back to say hello and say they enjoyed the show. The first fellow who left comes to me and says, I want to thank you so much for making me laugh because I was in a bad mood and you turned my mood around. I said, well, you're welcome. Second fella came to me and said, I got to tell you what happened with my buddy. I said, what? He said, when he left, I had a feeling where he would be going, so I went to try to find him. He walked about two blocks down to the Vietnam Memorial Wall, and I saw my buddy, he said, leaning against the wall crying. And I said, we got to get back to the wives. And my buddy said, I just wanted to be with my friends, but yeah, we do. And the second guy said, you know, my buddy came back, and you made him laugh, and you turned his whole mood around. And that's when I realized how important laughter was. If you can laugh at things, you can turn your whole mood around. If you can give the gift of laughter, even if you don't tell a joke, if you buy a joke book or buy a CD or buy a DVD or keep a joke book next to wherever it is you're working and read a joke once an hour. It takes you 10 seconds, but it's like a one-minute vacation. Because in the minute you're thinking of that joke, you're not thinking of any of your troubles, your worries, your fears, your cares. You are taking a one-minute vacation, and that's something that Milton Berle taught me that I'll never forget.
Yeah, so what you're saying, when you go to bed at night, and you're laying in bed, and you have the TV on all night, because I know so many people do that now. They have the TV running all night long. It's probably not a good idea to have CNN on, is it?
No, because you see all the bad news, every hurricane, every disaster, every crime, and then they say, have a nice night.
I know that when I've been laying in bed listening to the news like that, when I'm like half asleep, I feel like I'm in the news. I'm part of the news. It's going through my mind. It becomes like a dream.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I did a corporate show for a bunch of psychologists, and one of the things I said was, don't start your morning with the news, because you're going to hear everything that happened that was horrible overnight that you happened to miss. And that's a horrible way. I don't know if you remember a very old comedian named Ed Wynn, but he was in lots of TV shows, and he was in Mary Poppins. And Ed Wynn once told me the greatest way to start your day is before you even look at anything, go into the bathroom, put on the biggest smile you can and look at yourself smiling. When you see yourself smiling the first thing in the morning, it's hard to be miserable the rest of the day.
That's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. You're listening to the George Korkus Real Estate Radio Show. We're here with Tommy Moore, the author of a book called A PhD in Happiness from the Great Comedians. We're going to take a break and have a word from our sponsor. And then, Tommy, you can stay with it. There's a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about, okay? How we can relate this the stress of buying and selling a house and how you can help us with that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Take a break.
From Willow Grove to Westchester, Pottstown to Philadelphia, it's News Talk 1180 WFYL.
You're listening to the George Korkus Real Estate Radio Show. I'm George Korkus. I'm here with my son, George Korkus III. We're both real estate brokers with RE/MAX Services. We sell real estate in the Philadelphia metro area, which consists of Philadelphia County, Montgomery County, Bucks County, Delaware County, Berks County, pretty much anywhere in Pennsylvania. If you have a house that you want to sell, or if you'd like to just have a free appraisal or like to get pre-qualified for a mortgage, we can help you do that. I can be reached at 610-213-9200. And please support our sponsors. I think in 2 weeks, Joni Giordano is going to come on and talk about how we can stop craving sweets and lose weight without starving ourselves. So Joni's going to come in. I've known Joni for years, a really great person. So please support our sponsors. And we do have on the line right now Tommy Moore, the author of A PhD in Happiness from the Great Comedians. Tommy, there's one. Are you there, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tommy, there's one thing that happens when I sell a house so many times, okay? The people sign the papers to buy the house, and then they go home and they fall asleep and they wake up in the middle of the night all stressed out. Why does this happen in the middle of the night like that? Do you know the answer to that?
Well, you know, some people call it buyer's remorse, but I'm telling you what you should do. After you sign all the papers, go immediately to a comedy club. Enjoy yourself. Forget about everything that you've done that day. And let me tell you something else, and I'm not going to get religious on you, but I am spiritual. Great comedian, Steve Harvey, who is now on Family Feud, told me something once. He said, when things seem overwhelming, put God in your life. Huh? What are you talking about? Another great comedian from back in the day, Dick Gregory, said God and worry can't exist in the same place. I'm going to tell you a real story, okay? And some people think it's crazy, but hey, if it works, it works. Back when I was trying to sell my house 5 years ago, and it wasn't selling, and it was 6 months, and it was 7 months, and it was 8 months, somebody said, you know, there's an old theory that if you buy a statue of St. Anthony and you say a prayer, the house will sell. And I'm like, come on, Ed. Well, I was desperate enough to try anything. I bought the statue of St. Anthony. I brought it home. I said the prayer. And immediately the phone rang.
And the house was sold.
And the house was sold. Works for me.
What's that statue you're supposed to bury upside down in the backyard?
That's it.
St. Anthony. Did you bury it upside down in the backyard? Did you do that?
Yes. Front yard, not the backyard.
Front yard, okay.
Front yard, yep. And literally as I was saying the prayer and putting the dirt on it, the phone rang.
Or you could have just called me to sell the house. Now, where was that house located, Tommy?
That house was located in Lansdowne.
Lansdowne. I should have had the listing on that one.
There you go.
So we're talking with Tommy Moore, the author of the book, A PhD in Happiness from the Great Comedians, how you can help you to buy or sell a house and to stay relaxed and do not listen to CNN all night. If you're going to listen to the TV in the bedroom while you're sleeping, maybe you could put the comedy channel on.
There you go. But make sure you don't have angry comedians, because that's just as bad.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of angry comedians out there now. So you're listening to the George Korkus Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking with Tommy Moore. And now is the best time ever in the history of the United States to buy a house. The houses, the prices have come down. There's so many foreclosures and short sales out there. In a couple of weeks, we should have a short sale specialist on the show. What do you say, George? Have somebody come in and tell us how to buy a property that is a short sale.
Yes, that's a very good idea.
What is a short sale? Can you tell us? Can you explain to us, George, what a short sale is?
A short sale is where the bank may be willing to take less than what is currently owed on the property. So if the current mortgage on the property is $200 and the sellers are not paying their mortgage. The bank might accept maybe 150, 175. You never really know until you get in there, but it's usually less than market value.
So a short sale is when the people actually owe more on the property than it's worth. The house might be worth only $150,000, but they owe $200,000, and the property is still in the owner's name. Now, what do you do now if you write up an agreement of sale on one of those properties? The bank has to sign off and say it's okay for them to take a loss. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes. When you hear the term short sale, it's not a short time period usually. It usually can take some time to do that. You're looking at a few months, but the bank has to sign off. They do some due diligence to make sure that the value is correct. And it's usually below market value, though. You can end up with the property.
Yeah, you can get a great, great value on a short sale. Now, a short sale, a few years ago, short sales were a lot more difficult to get, too. I mean, I remember we bought a short sale, my son and I, about 3 or 4 years ago, and that took us 6 months to negotiate that with the bank. The seller actually had two mortgages on the property, a first and a second mortgage. Now, the banks are starting to speed it up a little bit. You can actually get a response sometime from them within about a week if you do write up an offer on a short sale. And the reason why the bank has to sign off on the property is because of the title insurance. You would not be able to get clear title on the property if there's outstanding debts against the property. But we're here talking with Tommy Moore today, and Tommy's helping us how to cope with all the stress that's out there. You know, the people that have their houses in a short sale situation. And Tommy is available to come into your company and do some speaking engagements to motivate us, to get us to laugh. Do you have any good jokes for us today, Tommy?
Well, you know what? I was thinking, because real estate, I was thinking of the great routine that Jackie Mason used to do. He said, you know, when I went into my first apartment to buy an apartment, the landlord came in and said, this is a luxury apartment. He said, why is it a luxury apartment? He said, because for the rent you're going to pay, I can afford any luxury I want. he said, he took me into the apartment. He said, look at the high ceilings. I said, they don't look too high to me. He said, that's because the floor is also high. Said, why is the floor so high? He said, because the guy downstairs also likes high ceilings.
That's good. That's good stuff.
He took me into the bedroom. Took me into the bedroom. Took me to the window. He said, look at that view. I said, what view? It's another window. He said, wait, she's not home yet.
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, Tommy used to be a professor of comedy at Temple University. He wrote for Mad Magazine. He toured with the USO. He even wrote a newspaper column, Comedy. What is that, Comedy?
Comedy Corner.
Comedy Corner.
Comedy Corner, 11 years, interviewed or reviewed almost every comic in America.
So you wrote this book. I think he interviewed like 50 superstar comedians. Is the book funny, too? I guess it must be funny, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of jokes. I begin and end every chapter with a joke. I have a new chapter on every comedian, everybody from Jay Leno to Johnny Carson to Don Rickles, and what they taught me, and funnily enough, how the show business advice translates very easily into real-life advice.
So how can we get that book?
Again, you can go to Amazon.com. And type in Happiness Tommy Moore in the search engine, and it'll come up. It's available from Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle. And so far, the reviews on the book have been great. If you go to Amazon.com and look at the reviews, all five-star reviews, people have said, and I'm a little embarrassed by this, but people have said that it has changed their outlook on life. And that's wonderful. I didn't think it would be that good, but people like it.
So you're living in North Carolina now, and you're listening to us live on the Internet, right? Are you coming up to Philadelphia anytime soon?
Yeah, we come up for holidays and to visit relatives. Yeah, yeah.
When you come up here to Philadelphia, maybe you could come into the studio and come in here and spend the whole hour with us.
I would love to.
That would be great. It would be a lot of fun. You're listening to Tommy Moore, and you can get his book on the Internet at Amazon.com. And, Tommy, thank you very much for calling in. You were great. And
thank you.
Keep in touch. And could you think you could get a chapter of me in that book, the George Corcus comedian?
Maybe.
Can you work that in there somehow?
Do you have an old tape?
Very old. Well, you did a great job. Thank you very much. And
look up
Tommy's book. And if you need him for a speaker, a motivational speaker at one of your events, you can give him a call or look him up on the Internet. And, Tommy, I will talk to you again real soon, okay?
Great. Much success.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the George Corcus Real Estate Radio Show. I'm here with my son, George Corcus. Here with my son, George Corcus. Here with my son, George Corcus. Here with my son.